This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lies and believing these lies is the cause of much of the violence we are seeing in our country. What happens when those you could once trust to tell you the truth can no longer be trusted? Many of our politicians and much of the national news media purposely lie to promote an agenda and keep you from knowing the truth. The Bible makes it clear where lies originate. Who are you going to believe? Only through Jesus Christ and His Word will you know the truth that will make you free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, State of Jefferson. Hope everybody is out there having a wonderful morning and had yourself a wonderful holiday, a good turkey day, and delicious eats, good times, good family, good people. Hope it went well for everybody. I myself was blessed with two different turkey dinners, so that was always nice. I don't know if it was too great for the waistline, but it was definitely fun and lots of family and lots of things to do. So, well, as I said, I hope everybody's enjoying it, enjoying this weather, enjoying the rainfall and the snowpack that we're getting up top that we need so badly. I hope you took the opportunity of holidays sitting around your Thanksgiving table, talking to family you might not have seen for a while, friends, guests, and spread the message of Jefferson, Jefferson and Jefferson. And that's what we need to be doing, especially here through the holidays, because it's a great opportunity. You see people you don't normally see. Crowds are out. People are out and about. Take every chance that you can to spread the word of Jefferson, because it's becoming more and more vital that we get the state of Jefferson and the things that the state of Jefferson stands for: state sovereignty, equal representation, a republican form of government, the ability to stand against the federal government, the ability to defend ourselves and return local control. All of these things that we believe in, freedom and liberty, it's becoming more and more pertinent every day, especially here in what they seek to return to as the Republic of California. I guess not sure if that would be the Socialist Republic of California or the People's Democratic Republic of California or which way they would go with the name. But as we told people, as we said to people, that this Cal Exit thing is something that has existed prior to the election of Donald Trump. It was something that they had plans on proceeding with regardless of the election of Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. It's something that is sat for almost 5 years waiting and aiming at 2020, and they are moving very quickly forward. They are moving very rapidly. They already have support among several of our quote-unquote representatives, our elected officials, and did before this election and before this was going on. They are quietly well-funded, although they don't advertise it very publicly. But they are a direct threat to California, attempting to remove itself from the Union of the United States altogether. Now, I think the only thing that terrifies me more than California's state government would be California's federal government. That is a frightening fact. And if anybody has looked at the plan for CalExit, you can see where they wish to divide the California Republic themselves among several states within that republic, because guess what? They think that California is too large to govern as an individual. Now, these are the same politicians that are supporting this and are backing this that have refused to listen to the State of Jefferson movement, that have refused to have anything to do with us, have told us that we're insane, we're asinine, we can't survive without the rest of California. There's nothing wrong with California. It's perfectly governable. But now they're supporting a plan to leave the United States altogether and therefore forming their own republic and subdividing that into several states because that republic would be too large to govern as one. The hypocrisy is ridiculous. What do you think, Wynn Carpenter?
Ditto.
Ditto.
Hey, sorry I was late. There was a little bit of a wreck on – well, not even a wreck, just a couple slight spin-outs.
It's icy.
Well, on 44 coming across. This side of the river, sunny. The other side of the river, sunny. Right at I-5, foggy.
Yeah, right there
real
along
thick
the river.
Strip of fog.
Yeah. That's we got that coming the same direction down Hilltop coming across the bridge there by the park. Just you see a solid wall of fog.
It was. I came up and I was like, oh, so I slow down and I see lights. So, oh, no. So I slow way down and then all of a sudden you see four cars across the road. I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's a little – we had ice up where I was too. So
yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, but winter is working on us.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind a little bit of snow a little further down.
There you go.
Well, we're here talking about CalExit, and we're going to dive into some of the other things that are going on with California that the Jefferson State of Mind hosts get to, once again, very politely and with the utmost respect, say, I told you so. We'll get into that in a minute. But with this CalExit thing, it is very important that people take a good, hard look at it, what it is, understand it inside and out, and look at what they're up to and how like our own arguments theirs are.
Right.
They're dissatisfied, they're no longer represented, they're no longer, you know, all of these things that we've said for 3 years.
They're using all of our reasoning.
They are.
They didn't have their own. They couldn't develop their own. They're using ours.
But the difference is we do not seek a unjust or illegal separation from the United States of America.
Correct.
We like our Constitution.
We're American. We want to stay American.
And if this doesn't sum up the difference between at least two Californias, is we support the Constitution.
Yes.
We want to return to constitutional law.
Right.
That's our greatest desire is to restore the Constitution in its originalist form, as it was intended. What does the rest of California want to do? They want to eradicate the part of the California Constitution that says that we are an undividable part of the United States and the United States Constitution is the law of the land. They want to erase that.
Yeah, no.
I don't think you can get much further apart than preserve, protect, and restore, and annihilate and destroy.
You're right. Absolutely right.
The gap is so wide, mm-hmm. It has almost come full circle, that there's no repairing that train of thought.
Well, and they're doing it because they want control, financial control,
absolutely.
As individuals. As they want to be the dictators. They want to be the kings, whatever you want to call it. We want to turn the power over to the people.
Exactly.
We want to turn it back to the people where it rightfully belongs and should be.
But they and you need to understand the reason that these people believe that they should be in control. Because they're wiser than you are. Mm-hmm. Because they're more intelligent than you are. Because they're more caring than you are. Basically, when compared to them, you're just a subhuman and should go along.
Yeah.
We've heard that train of thought before. We've heard that kind of thinking before.
Like in the 30s.
Yeah.
There was a big following then, too.
There was.
And a lot of people got killed.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the same leftist approach and ideal, okay, is we are superior in thought. We are superior in theory.
Mm-hmm.
We're educated.
Mm-hmm.
Those are terrifying words. Sometimes being educated doesn't mean you're smart, and it doesn't mean that you know anything.
Yeah, but were they educated at these socialist schools?
Yeah, what were you
by these socialist educators?
Yeah,
yeah.
What were you educated in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, with that, we got Round Mountain Bob on the phone.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning there, fellas. How we doing this morning?
Good, good.
Hey, isn't this thing about exiting California, isn't this a part of what they call Yes California?
They are the same people, Bob.
That's what I thought. I'd like you to dig into that because I know you know quite a bit more than I do. And I was wondering if we would be allowed, because you may also know some of the names, because I hear Jerry Brown, and actually his father started some of this many, many years ago. And I'd like you, if you're allowed to bring this out and show people what the people who have governed our state of California and decide now they want to throw us to the dogs. Actually, ain't the dogs, it's the wolves. And, explain to people, because I think we got to get more in depth, because some people don't understand this real well.
Well, we could certainly expand on that. We could probably do almost a whole show or two on, you know, the history of California politics, who's behind it, who is up to what and why, how long that they've been up to it. That's something that maybe we could touch on another time, perhaps maybe set up a show just to discuss that. It's a good suggestion, Bob. We'll look into it.
Because what I do know about Jefferson, I know we got over 32,000 signatures to become the state of Jefferson, and I know it's really getting a fire under it, since just before Thanksgiving, people are really, really getting interested. They're starting to hear all these strange things and whatever, and they're not liking it. So, you know.
And they shouldn't. Fellas, and there's a certain extent to it, too, Bob, where we need to let them have enough rope to hang themselves.
Yeah.
They have to prove our point.
Yeah. Which they're doing a mighty fantastic job of.
Yes.
And I think we ought to feed them some more rope so they do a real, real good job and we can get them all.
Good idea, Bob. Great idea.
Okay, you guys have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Bob.
With that, we better get off to our first break. And when we come back onto the other side, we'll start to discuss the breaking news that's come out about the last couple of days that California might be bankrupt.
No.
What?
Really?
No idea. You'd almost think some people said that.
Who?
I don't know. I'm sure I'll remember by the other side of the break. All right, with that, this is Free Fire Radio. You're listening to the Jefferson State of Mind. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 530-605-4567.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi. I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flatline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on.
Moving on up.
Every day, a little bit closer, a little bit more. You know, and as we've always said, this is going to be a multifaceted approach. And the time is approaching where there's no reconciliation. Our reasons are valid. Our lists of grievances are long and valid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a plurality of them. It's ridiculous. And one of the biggest ones that is starting to break now is Breitbart News is starting to report, and among a couple other news agencies, that there's a very good chance that California indeed may be broke. That our legislature and that our governor's office may have been lying to the people all of this time, and in fact we are not funded, and that we're almost $1 trillion in debt.
That wouldn't happen.
Oh, no, not at all. And that's we're not talking about the CalPERS pension money here, folks. That's another $1.2 trillion to $1.4 trillion in unfunded pension that's just kind of hovering out there waiting to kill you in the fog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is here, and this is now. And this is what we've been telling people for years when they say, what do we do without California's money? What money?
Right.
They don't have any. Number one, California does not make a dime. They don't have a single cent that they didn't take from one of us in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So California's money, it's our money to begin with. They have spent it horrendously. They have thrown it around. They've given it away. They've thrown it down holes and lit it on fire for all we know.
They've indebted us. Yeah.
With bond after bond after bond. Don't you ever wonder on your ballot proposition when it says, hey, we need this $12 billion school bond to fund the school for the next 10 years, but there's one on the next ballot? Yeah. Do you ever wonder about that?
Yeah.
I thought we were good for 10 years. Does nobody do the math?
Yeah.
So we do know that they're going broke. We know CalPERS is broke.
Yes.
Okay. And that's a question that we continue to get hit with. Okay. Well, what about my CalPERS? Okay. Number one, someday it has to become about more than just yourself. Okay. I understand your concern. I understand you want your retirement. I understand that you've worked your whole life for that. I understand that. Okay. But again, you entered government service. And that service is to the people. And let me ask you, how many government employees out there actually got into government service to serve the people? Or did you go there because it was the golden parachute and the high-paying wages and it was the best job going?
The latter.
Okay. Now, that same government is running you into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And your only concern is what about me?
Mm-hmm.
I think someday, sometime, you have to put that away and be about a little bit something greater than yourself. You have to be about the community. You have to be about the people. And if you're in government service, perhaps you start thinking about serving the people instead of what the people are going to serve you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, that being said, I have a lot of respect for our public employees. I have a lot of thought and things that they do a good job. A lot of them do. But at the same day, you're a citizen just like you and I. And if you're sitting back idly watching this corruption go on and flow by you and this ripoff going on, you're ripping yourself off too. You're stealing from your own pocket. So when you say, what about CalPERS? What about my CalPERS? That's my first thought. Is number one, I understand your concern, but this is about something bigger, and this is about something greater. Number two, if you're the kind of person that can't get that past that, can't see past your just own simple self-preservation and what you think the world owes you, well, let me give you a heads up. You're not getting dick from California. They're broke. They've run it into the ground, okay? Between them and their investments and what CalPERS has done, they're underfunded. They have never hit the target mark for what they need. This whole nonsense that you hear from city councils and counties about, oh, we're smoothing this and the blended glide path, that, it's crap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's pseudonym double talk for we're broke.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about your CalPERS? Yeah, what about your CalPERS? Stay with California. You ain't getting paid. Plain and simple. You come to the state of Jefferson, are you going to get paid? Maybe. And that's an honest answer.
Right.
Because we will do everything that we can to secure your retirement, to get you what you're owed. But here's the thing. With the state of California, they can take your money for bankruptcy, which is where the state is headed, let alone the municipalities. They can send you to the back as an unsecured creditor, which means that you don't get your pension until everybody else at the state is paid off. You want to see the list of people that this state owes money to?
Yeah.
You're not getting dick from the state of California.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with the state of Jefferson, when we leave, part of the settlement is that we want the money for our public employees that they've invested. We don't want a portion of it. We don't want what California thinks you should get. We want your money. And you will be entering into a state that has minimal debt, mm-hmm. that has no debt service to anyone outside of repaying the state of California at a specific rate that is very low and very manageable. And you get basically your money that you have worked for put in a lockbox in the state of Jefferson, and you get to start from scratch without the burden of what's facing California. So what about your CalPERS? If you're really the kind of person that can't get past your own self-interest for something greater, and that is your only concern, mm-hmm. well, there's your answer. You got one hope, and that's Jefferson, because you ain't getting dick from California. Okay? That's the thought that I want in your head. What about my CalPERS? I ain't getting dick. Okay?
Well, also, too, become part of the solution. Don't just be lingering out there as part of the problem. I did it personally. I know what it's about as far as getting out of CalPERS and getting my CalPERS. And unfortunately, for my government service, it was I had to quit my job first, be out of employment for 31 days before I could even apply to get my CalPERS. Mm-hmm. And then I had to wait for almost 90 days for my CalPERS monies to be transferred from my account with CalPERS to a self-directed IRA. And so that's what you do. You don't take physical possession of it, mm-hmm. because then the feds and the state will tax the hell out of you on it. So you want to put it into a self-directed IRA. So there are ways of doing it, ways of getting around it. And if you're close enough to retirement and you're fearful of all this, do it. Or if you're just willing to jump off the bandwagon and just get that money out of there, do it.
Yeah.
It's yours. It's yours. Do it.
For now.
At least you'll have that instead of zero.
Yeah.
That was my fear.
That's my greatest fear for a lot of these people, is because we're going with the number of public employees that we have in the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
It's massive, the number. And we're going to have this whole generation that's getting ready to retire.
And can't. Well, they can retire, but they won't have anything at the end.
Yeah. What do we do for those people? What about my CalPERS? What about it?
Yeah.
So, with that, we've got Terry on the phone.
Good morning, Terry.
Hey, you two. How you doing?
Good.
On
Friday, I was called and asked to sit in for Shoplin and Gibson. Kelly Clarkson and I did a two-hour program on KQMS. And when we did that two-hour program, the first hour was dedicated to something. Reddy, you'd call me earlier, and I'll be in about 10. We need to let the people of Reading know what's going on with our payroll. And the reason I bring it up and why it's pertinent to the state of Jefferson is that most likely Shasta County the city of Reading, more importantly, will have more unfunded liability. That's the city of Reading than most likely any other city in the state of Jefferson. So there's things to talk about there, but I want to give you a couple of quick things. One is that on USA Wages, that the Reading Police Department is the fifth highest paid in the United States of America. Now, that's a website that uses the, that's where everyone gets their information from. Also, Transparent California also has the same stats. They're number five in the United States. The average Reading employee makes $101,000 a year. That's the average. That's what they make as far as a full-time employee for the city of Reading. We have unfunded liability of almost $300 million, and I'll be in about 10:30, Red, like you asked me to, and we'll be talking about that. But there's a myriad of things that are going on, a myriad of things that are going on right here in Shasta County as far as where the money's going, entry level on police. I mean, it's $49,000 in Oakland is the minimum pay in Oakland, and in Reading, it's $59,000. Go figure. I mean, now is this the police fault? No, actually, it's not. And this morning, the newspaper is littered with just article after article, editorial about how aghast they are, that's the record search site, how upset they are with the city of Reading giving employees raises and, on top of that, wanting to buy Allen's Golf Course, which, Red, you and I talked about on your program 4 weeks ago. They finally came to the party, I guess.
Well, they did, and my question is does buying Allen's Golf Course have anything to do with not getting sued over the way that they treated Allen's bid for the Turtle Bay land?
Yeah. I didn't quite hear all of that because of these great phone lines here. I didn't quite get all of that. What'd you say, my good friend?
Well, that's what I was saying is I have curiosity. As I remember when the Turtle Bay debacle was going on with the McConnell Foundation and the hotel, and local businessman Alan Shuffelberger put in a bid for the land because they said that they were selling that land that price because nobody else wanted to buy it.
True.
And Alan Shuffelberger put in a bid which the city council completely disregarded, illegally disregarded, and refused to look at, and then made up a bunch of nonsense. And now we're into this boondoggle to buy out Alan Shuffelberger's golf course. My question is that quid pro quo for Alan Shuffelberger not suing the city and the lawyer and the city council for the way that they treated his bid down at Turtle Bay?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he probably just didn't want to ruffle feathers. I mean, I can't speak for him, of course.
I forgot about that one.
A builder, and you've got to get permits from the people you want to argue with. So, you know, who knows? But I will leave you with this, and then I'll get off here. But I did want to mention that they did give a raise to the young lady who is the head of Parks and Recs to a portion of about $145,000 a year. Now, in saying that, Parks and Recs is out of that division of the city is out of money. We can't even keep up the parks we have. So when asked where she was going to get the money for Allen's Golf Course to turn it into a park, she said we'd find it somewhere. Can you spell McConnell?
Mm. Find it somewhere.
Anyway, I'll let you guys go. I'll see you in a while, and God bless you. Time has come for 51, and we do need to be talking about this. It's nice to see that people are really starting to understand what's going on because the city of Reading is in dire straits when it comes to unfunded liability and a payroll that's out of control, totally out of control.
Well, it is.
Sounds like Reading's the new spot.
All right, gentlemen, have a good day.
You too.
Reading is a example. It's so easy for us to hold up Reading as an example of what is wrong with this state in its entirety. Mm-hmm. Because Reading and the way that it is treated as public officials and public employees' private piggy bank mm-hmm. is the same way that Sacramento and the rest of us taxpayers are treated throughout the state.
Yes.
It's, you know, we don't talk about the city of Reading here just because it's local for us. It is local for us. It's very real. But it is a microcosm. It is a mini-me of California.
Yes.
It really is.
Well, it just goes to show, you know, like with, you know, you go to the city council meetings and public speaking portion of it was moved to the back of the meeting.
Yeah, get to the back of the bus, Rosa.
Yeah, sit down and be quiet. That's how they treat their, you know, their citizens and their employers.
Yeah.
They forget that part of it. When they go into service like that, they forget.
Yeah.
Or they choose to not acknowledge that the taxpayer and the voting people are their employers.
Well, to be perfectly honest, the people of the city of Reading, since you vote like a bunch of Muppets, you kind of got it coming because you're not paying attention to your city council. You're not paying attention to who you're voting for. You wonder why your city's going down the drain, why it's infested with homeless people, why there's no jobs, everything's falling apart, there's no money, and they want to take more money from you to protect you less. Start paying to your city paying attention to your city council and who you're electing. Don't just vote for the sign that you've seen the most in town. Quit being a Muppet.
Yeah. Absolutely. And go get involved. Go sit and listen to the council meetings and see what they're actually talking about and what they're doing.
Yeah.
Invest the time in it. I mean, that's what you have to do in order to
be an
active citizen. You have to do that.
Yeah, see how you like it when you have to go say something to your city council and you got to wait to the end of the meeting.
Yeah.
You think any company in the rest of the world tells the boss, you can talk after the meeting.
Yeah.
You can talk after the employees are done. I don't think so.
No. Doesn't happen. No.
So, with that, we got to take a break. Nick, if you can hold on through that, I pushed us a little bit over on the break, but we will be back.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to 2 Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama had to dance for the money they'd throw. Papa would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. The money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Lay the money down. Never had schooling, but he taught me well with his smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, you know, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where let it never be said that if we get it wrong, we will not correct ourselves. I have to very quickly correct something about Alan Shuffleberger and Alan's golf course. I made the mistake of getting my Alan's and my Shuffleburgers and my golf courses and my crooked land deals mixed up. So those are two separate different things that we're working on. The golf course down deal has nothing to do with Alan Shuffleberger. That's a different story that I'm working on, and in my excitement got confused and mixed up, and I apologize. But let it never be said that we will not correct ourselves if wrong, misquoted, or misstated.
There you go. So,
with that, we've got Nick holding on the line.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey, it is a good morning, and that's what I called for. I was inquisitive if Alan Shuffleberger owns Alan's golf course. I didn't think he did.
No.
But you know, one bright side about the city buying that is all the homeless along Olney Creek will have some place to go.
Well, I think Terry hit the nail on the head when asked, where are we going to get the money to purchase this? And the response of the park official, Mrs. Niemer, is, oh, we'll find the money somewhere.
That's right.
Hey, they already know where.
Last week I called and told you my wife and I were going to True Life Church in Bella Vista.
Yes.
We went and we had the most positive experience. It was a small congregation, very personal. The pastor came over and we had lunch with him on the premises. And I just can't tell you what a positive experience we had. If any of your listeners are maybe getting a little dissatisfied or tired of their church, maybe it's too big, whatever the reason, don't hesitate to give these guys a try. We left with a smile on our face. And with that, I'm going to bid you a fond farewell, and I hope you have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Oh, that's interesting. You might have to check that out. Because I know a lot of us are dissatisfied and irritated with the meekness of some of our shepherds.
Well, you know, they're supposed to be part of the Black Robe Brigade, and they're not even anywhere near the horse. So,
yeah,
you know,
you're supposed to be leading the charge.
That's right. I mean, they did in 1770 what?
Yeah, exactly. But now they might lose their tax exemption.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Who?
Fight for it.
I know.
Good Lord.
That's a whole other thing we could get going.
Have faith.
On
for, number one, have
yeah,
faith.
Yeah, have faith.
Have faith, like the rest of us do.
Yeah. You know, hey, you think persecution as a Christian was easy? You're worried about your... Okay, I'm not going there.
Yeah.
I'm not, because it'll get me ramped up. And I know some very good and very powerful pastors in the State of Jefferson movement that are champions and are not afraid to roar like a lion.
That's right.
And I have a lot of respect for those guys.
Yep. So. Amen.
So, yeah, back to Jefferson. And I'm to the point, I've been doing a lot of research and a lot of different things, is when exactly is rebellion justified? When does it hit the point that rebellion's justified? Where did our founding fathers draw the line that rebellion was the option?
At the Tea Party.
At the Tea Party. It's true.
They had a little tea party.
And did they exist in different forms of rebellion before then?
Absolutely. Sure. Oh, yeah.
Defiance.
Different levels of
non-compliance.
Tolerance.
Non-compliance.
Yeah.
They got arrested. They spoke out.
They got beat up.
They
got
killed. Some of them got killed.
Yeah.
And this was all before the first shot was fired on the Concord Green.
That's right.
And I've been doing this research and just trying to find where is the line. For me, the line's been crossed.
Oh, yeah. It's back behind you.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, we crossed the Rubicon a bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
But what options operating as a just and good-conscienced individual that does believe in the law, that is actually fighting for the restoration of that law and the equality of that law, what different levels of recourse does that individual have when their government becomes tyrannical to them? Hmm. At what point can you be in a state of rebellion but not sedition?
There's a fine line.
There is a fine line.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're working very good on defining that line. Because I'll be honest, I don't consider myself a citizen of the state of California anymore. You can go to hell.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Never will be again. That's broken.
Yeah.
I done caught you in bed with another man. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. Kids are coming with me.
Yeah.
But where do we draw that line between what actions can we take as individuals that are rebellion but not sedition?
Well, that's what we're doing as a collective group of individuals with Jefferson, to separate from California for those type very reasons, you know, that we're sick of all the garbage. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to tolerate it anymore. We're not going to pay for it anymore. We're not going to answer for all the garbage that goes on with it anymore. We're not going to be subject to that anymore. And we're trying to protect ourselves and our families, first and foremost,
mm-hmm.
for a lot of us that have children. If we have children or adults that are kids, you know, kids that are adults, actually, that we're trying to protect our families. And that for me, is the biggest thing.
Yeah,
I want to protect my family.
Well, that's one of the biggest concepts behind it, is understanding the precept of English common law. And I was talking to Mark Baird last night and had a great conversation with him, and he helped me clarify some things that I wasn't understanding, and went and did some more research. And under English common law, the idea of separation or dilution or anything was treason itself, because you were property. Essentially,
yeah.
you were property of the individual that had been granted rights over where you lived.
Mm-hmm.
We don't live under that system.
No.
Okay?
No.
It is clearly defined by our founding fathers and several documents, thinkers throughout, that the supreme right of man is self-determination of what form of government do I want?
Right.
How do I wish to exist? Where is my own sovereignty? And I'm still researching that, but at this point, I no longer consider myself a citizen of the state of California. I'm a citizen of Jefferson, and I will be till the day I die.
Because California's left you.
California left me a long time ago.
Right.
And I am. I am in the act of rebellion against the state of California.
Yeah.
I am not being seditious, though.
Right.
I am not advocating violence. And that's where the line is. If I understand my research and the way that it is I'm allowed to speak out. I'm allowed to go after the system. I'm allowed to not comply with the system. I'm allowed to defy that system as long as I do not advocate violent overthrow, which I never do anyways. The last thing I want to see out of this is violence. But I am in the act of rebellion against this state.
And you want to stand up for yourself.
Absolutely.
And you have to, because who else is going to do it? You can't count on somebody else standing up for you, because you need to do it for yourself. Stand up for yourself in whatever way, in every capacity that you can, mm-hmm. as an individual. So you stand up for yourself, whatever way that is, and march forward. And yeah. I don't mean it in a literal sense, but you do. I mean, you have to stand up for yourself and take action in a positive way. And there are many different ways of taking action. So people have to think about that, too. It's like, what works for them individually? Because not everything is going to work the same for everyone. So we all have to figure out that collective agreement
for me,
on moving forward.
I am in rebellion against the state of California, and I am a sovereign citizen of the state of Jefferson, and I am currently being occupied by a hostile force in my homeland. And that hostile force is California, and I want them out.
Yeah.
So,
amen.
With that, we've got Richard in Reading.
Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. A couple of comments on the Brown Act. You guys talk about people are not being allowed to speak until the end of the meetings, which is a clear violation of the Brown Act, very specific in there. Members of the public are allowed to address the item before or during the item, not after. And the Brown Act also talks about the local district attorney has the ability to sanction if an agency violates certain closed session practices. So my question is, I'm wondering, has anybody tried to get the DA to file and sanction the city council?
There have
so
been.
So that's just my only question on that. But thanks, guys, and go Jefferson.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, there have been several people that have looked at going after the city council for many, many Brown Act violations that they have committed through many different versions of the city council. And what it comes down to is we have a district attorney unwilling to prosecute because he's part of the boys' club, just like everybody else is. They're so politically incestual in this county and these cities, it's ridiculous. You look at who knows who and who donates to who and who's got vested interest in what business, and it's Tammany Hall. Mm-hmm. Okay, for those of you that know your New York history, it's Tammany Hall.
Yep.
And it's countywide. And people have looked at that. And the other problem is when you get down to it, is even when you can nail these people on a Brown Act violation, it doesn't have any real teeth. And you have to have somebody to reinforce it. And the problem is when your local district attorney won't do it, who do you get to turn to? State Attorney General Kamala Harris.
That's going to help.
Yeah, she's right on top of it. And I know that from personal experience. Next, we've got Jimmy in Reading.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, first off, I just want to thank you guys for having this show and people like you and Wynn and even guys like Terry enlightening us to the things that are going on that most typical 9-to-5-er average people don't hear about or don't put together. You know, it's terrible. Anyways, guys, I just got back from Texas, and I made it a point to ask people in Texas if they have heard about the State of Jefferson movement. And surprisingly, I was in Abilene, Texas. It's in north central Texas. It's about 130,000 people, and a lot of them said they didn't hear about it. Most people said, about half of them said they never heard of it. Another, about a third of them said, oh yeah, we've heard of it, but, you know, I don't think it'll happen. And one guy said they don't want to do it because if they split the state, they'll have the richest state in the country and the poorest state in the country. And, you know, I had to correct them on it, of course, but yeah, I made it a point to ask people so I can call in on this show and tell you guys what, you know, is going on in Texas, at least.
Hey, Jimmy, well, did they indicate Jefferson being the richest state, or did they say it was going to be the poorest state?
Sadly, no, but that's the sad part is, you know, if people listen to a show like yours, all the misnomers and the false stuff is put aside and you really know. You know, and we're talking, gas is $1.79 a gallon there. You don't have there's no motorcycle helmet laws. You have to have a little bit of increased insurance to cover that. There's no recycle redemption value, which made me think of buying a vat of water here for $2.99 and paying $5.50 for it. And the other thing I was going to ask you guys, if I use my own money to buy little business cards that say Jefferson State of Mind, KCNR, and have the time of your radio show on it, and SOJ51.net, I won't put my personal name on it, but if I talk to people like that, can I give them a card like that? So
absolutely.
I can say, listen to this radio station, and you will be educated on what is going on.
Sure. Go for it.
Absolutely. And you talk to most people, and they'll say, oh, yeah, California. They're the eighth largest economy in the world.
No.
Well, we used to be four, number one.
Exactly.
And number two, if you look at the real numbers and go per capita, we're in the middle of the pack among the 50 states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what another thing is funny about? I talked to a guy from New Mexico, and he said, really? Northern California, well, gee, Southern Oregon might as well do it, too. I just went, oh, my gosh, really? And anyway. But, yeah, I was thinking about you guys. I did ask. And, oh, one more quick thing before we go. I know we're running out of time. But every time I say I'm from California, I emphasize I'm from far northern California.
I think
far
we all do that.
Northern California. And they go, oh, by San Francisco? No.
No.
No. And in the same breath, if I say I'm from California, somebody will always mention, guess who? Nancy Pelosi.
Oh.
Yeah, that's our legacy, gentlemen. Anyway.
We apologize.
Makes you want to throw
up.
Yeah,
it's time for 51, guys. So,
you're right.
Thank you, and I love your show, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Take
care.
Bye.
I remember being younger and when I was out kind of sowing my oats and running amok around the country in different spots. And, oh, I'm from California. Oh, do you surf?
Not in the mountains, we don't.
No. No, actually, I don't. Oh, where are you from? Northern California. Oh, San Francisco?
No.
No. That's not even close to NorCal.
Oh. Well, he had some good points there, you know, talking to people in different states and whatnot. And mm-hmm. It's all regional. If you know about something about your area, or is your bubble just confined to, say, like in some of those people's cases, you know, just Abilene? Same thing here in Reading. People are in their own little bubble, and guess what?
Bad.
They don't get what's really going on in the world, let alone what's going on outside of Shasta County or outside mm-hmm. of Reading.
Outside of their own little lives.
Their little bubbles, yeah.
And, you know,
it's sad. It's truly sad because when the hammer comes down and all the garbage starts falling down out of the sky on them, they're going to be the first ones to just totally go to the free cheese lines and just be totally in panic and Chicken Little. You know, the sky is falling.
The truth is it's not extraordinary when an extraordinary person does something. That's what they do because they're extraordinary people.
Right.
What's extraordinary is when an ordinary person does something extraordinary.
Yes.
Okay. Not everybody's insane like us.
No.
Not everybody eats, lives, and breathes stuff.
Well, and you know, some people just have to, you kind of gravitate towards certain projects. And, you know, to me, it was kind of magnetic. It's like I kind of got sucked into it. It's like, you know, in the beginning, I didn't get some of the things and I had to learn it. And I knew this, like, okay, I don't understand. So therefore, I need to learn so I understand because I didn't want to just walk away from it or just throw my hands up, walk away, and think certain things. And once I learned it, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Scary thought.
Well, I'm ready to walk away. I'm walking away, except I'm lighting the house on fire on the way out. Done.
Done.
Clean break, fresh start. Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds. It's going to be a little bit different. We got myself and a couple of guest hosts and guests and different things. And stay tuned, and we'll see you on the other side.
All right. Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Red. This is KCNR Shasta Redding. Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds here on Community Talk Radio for the North State.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President-elect Donald Trump is condemning the push to force recounts in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, three states pivotal to his November 8th victory. Reince Priebus is Trump's selection for chief of staff.
President-elect Trump won in a historic electoral landslide. This is an electoral process. It's not a popular vote process. He had the best performance since Ronald Reagan in 1984.
Priebus, a guest on Fox News Sunday. The election has thrown into question plans by U.S. cities to take in Syrian refugees. The Obama administration has so far admitted more than 12,000 of them, and thousands more are to arrive in the coming year. During the campaign, Trump called for a moratorium on accepting Syrian refugees for fear of terrorists slipping through with them. Puerto Rico's governor is challenging a congressional control board designed to help